Hello, and welcome to This Week at Charlestown Road, a branch of the Heaven Bound podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Schaus, and this is where we reflect on the weekend that was. We dig a little deeper into a recent sermon to give you something to think about as this week unfolds, but also preview what's to come this next weekend at Charlestown Road. Roger, we'll revisit your sermon from this past Sunday morning in just a moment, but we are both looking forward to the first guest speaker in our annual summer series tonight.
We do this every summer in July and August. We invite preachers from all over creation to come in, and we give them a theme and specific topics, and it's something that we have just come to look forward to and love very much. This will be part three of our series. There's going to be a total of nine parts. Part three is tonight. The theme is from the hymn, My Eyes Have Seen Your Glory, and Jason kicked off the first part by just having a lesson on that theme. I preached last Wednesday evening by My Life Forever Changed, a verse from that chorus of that song. And then tonight we have with us a guest speaker by the name of Josh McKibben. And Josh is going to be talking about In My Heart, I Struggled. And that is very fitting for the time. I mean, when we designed this last fall, who would have known where we are now? And a lot of folks are struggling both inside and out because of the things that are going on in the world. We wonder if normal is ever going to be normal again. A lot of parents are having to struggle a little bit what the coming school year is going to look like. And there's all kinds of things like that. And so I think it's going to be a great topic. Great topic for our family. It will be live stream for those who cannot be with us. We still practice social distancing, and we'll be as healthy and careful as we can be in these things.
If you've missed either one of the first two lessons in that series, of course, they are both available at charlestownroad.org. We hope to see you in person tonight, but if you're not able to join us, of course, we would love for you to tune in on the live stream. But even before we get there, as you mentioned, that phrase so very relevant right now, in my heart I struggled. Roger, you visited this past Sunday morning on a specific area of life where maybe there are some serious struggles going on right now.
We talked about the subject of marriage and, you know, with oftentimes now mom and dad and all the kids in the house all the time. We've gone through a period of time where we worked at home and we worshiped at home and we had school at home, and those four walls get kind of small sometimes, and we can get on each other's nerves, and we can just bother each other. So our lesson came from the book of Song of Solomon. We don't preach from that book very often, but there's a wonderful passage in chapter 2, verse 15, where the young Shulamite girl, talking about her boyfriend back home, says, catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that are ruining the vineyards while our vineyards are in blossom. And the analogy, of course, from nature and from country is the idea that you get these predators, whether they're rabbits or deer or foxes, and they can go through and just ruin a garden. Here she's talking about relationships. She's talking about her love towards her boyfriend. We use that to talk about the foxes that can hurt a marriage today.
You talked on Sunday about the permanency of marriage being under assault and the purity and even the very purpose of marriage. Some big, very important ideas. Whomever you are, if you're married or even if you're single and would like to get married one day, thinking about not just the Hollywood fairy tale version of marriage, but the everyday real life ups and downs of marriage, right? And as you mentioned, this spring leading into this summer, perhaps there are a number of little figurative foxes running around the homes of disciples of Jesus right now. I thought for the next few minutes, this Wednesday check-in in our podcast, we could think maybe of some of the specific foxes that are figuratively running around our homes, specifically our marriages. And we both thought maybe 1 Corinthians 13 would be a good place to go here in the middle of the week.
You know, in this passage, it is directed towards disciples in the congregation. It's not really a marriage per se, Paul has in mind, but the principles apply. Love here, as Paul is going to use this, is not a feeling, it's not an emotion, but it's a choice. And what he does is he just kind of pulls back the curtains and shows us this is God's description of love. We first see this in how God loves us. Each one of these expressions, we could put the name Jesus to, because Jesus is this. But this shows the background and the foundation of relationships. When these things are missing, lots of things kind of fall apart here.
So we can read what it is positively, right? Why don't I read, beginning in verse 4, remind all of us what love is, and then we'll kind of turn it on its head and turn those opposites into some of these little foxes. First of all, from 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 4, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Now, that's the beautiful love is picture, right? But Roger, with your catch the foxes lens in mind, if we turn those 1 Corinthians 13 statements on their head, suddenly we begin to see just how practical this is, maybe for the summer of 2020.
So we begin with the very first expression. The text says, love is patient. The opposite, of course, is impatience. And when one has impatience, it doesn't take very long for things to get on your nerve. And things just fall apart. You resort to shouting. You let things bug you. You just cannot put up with each other because you're impatient. One person is slower than the other person. One person doesn't seem to be on the same page as the other person. And that lack of patience can do so much to just hurting the relationship as God wants us to.
Little irritations when we are in an impatient frame of mind can elicit really big reactions, right? Where if my patience tank, if you will, is full and things are even keeled and I'm in a good space mentally, then, you know, little irritations are just little irritations that perhaps can be easily overlooked. But when I'm already in an impatient frame of mind, maybe it's a little innocent, completely coincidental thing that can send me into the next little fox of being unkind or even mean.
And meanness is something that usually is exemplified. It comes out with the words we use. It comes out with the actions. And sometimes it's like that game of ping pong. The ball's hit towards us, so we got to hit it back. And it's hit towards us, and we got to hit it back. And so we perceive this act as being something on purpose, so we do something mean back. And things just go worse and worse and worse. And the bottom seems to drop out sometimes.
Yeah. The next maybe inverse that we could look at from 1 Corinthians 13, you go from mean to rude, right? And now we're even ramping it up. Maybe I started with impatience and I react in some mean way and that ping pong ball is just going back and forth and back and forth. And now I'm just camping in the land of rudeness.
You know, I'm reminded of the story I used a long time ago in some of the lessons. This couple were driving down the road. They were mad as they could be at each other. They were not talking. He was just staring at the road. She was just looking out the window. They were out in the country, and they came across some pigs. And she leaned over to him and said, "Relatives of yours?" And he responded, "Yeah, in-laws." And so, you know, just mean, rude, unkind. You're just hurting each other. And the people you love the most, the people you vowed to be with forever, the people you made these promises to, all of a sudden that's just thrown out the window. And it's just a matter of who can hurt the other the most.
Yeah. And as those sorts of foxes are running around figuratively in a marriage, walls can easily go up, right? And we heard from 1 Corinthians 13, love does not insist on its own way. But maybe when those walls are up and this is the air that we're breathing, it just feels really natural. I feel entitled to insist on my own way.
And if I can't get my own way, then I'm going to just do it by myself. I'm going to just hop in a car and go because I want things my way. Now, as we're painting this ugly, ugly picture here, you have to know that if this is going on between a husband and wife, you know there's a trickle-down effect upon the kids, too. Yeah. Kids are seeing this stuff. And sometimes our impatience with husband and wife trickles down to impatience with the kids. Meanness toward husband and wife comes down to meanness toward the kids. And so it's just a total loss of what we're all about, what God wants from us.
We hear the word toxic in various different situations. This certainly is a toxic sort of atmosphere in a marriage. We heard from 1 Corinthians 13 that love is not irritable. Roger, when you think of the word irritable, what do you think of?
Bothered. Yeah. I mean, just something that's very uncomfortable. It's just someone's pushing your buttons. I think is a good analogy. And kids know how to do that with their parents and just know how to say the right words just to get us upset, irritated. That's the idea from this. And little things that maybe never bothered us, now all of a sudden everything bothers us. We're bothered by the way he walks in the room. We're bothered by the way he parks a car. We're bothered by where he puts the dishes, the tone of his voice, the way he dresses. Pretty soon, everything bothers us. And what happens is we turn to nagging. We turn to just being contentious, as the book of Proverbs talks about. And escalating this more and more, then he's going to retaliate back and forth, and again, it just gets deeper and deeper into problems.
And I think the ultimate danger of this is checking out, right? You used that phrase, I think, powerfully on Sunday, that either if these little foxes are running around in the territory of my heart or in the territory of my marriage, and they are left unchecked, and they are just nibbling away the way you talked about on Sunday morning, maybe a fox or a deer nibbling away at fresh flowers right now. If that's what's going on, maybe I explode, right? That's the way that some people would process all of this. I would just have a burst of rudeness and irritability and resentfulness at the fact that I haven't gotten my way. Or maybe the other way that some would deal with it is just becoming unengaged altogether, checking out of my marriage.
And basically that person just doesn't care anymore. Yeah. He's all he cares about is himself. He becomes more selfish, more self-centered. I'm just going to do what I want to do. And I don't care what you do. I don't care where you go. I am just unplugged. And the proper word for that is just neglectful. He's just neglected his duties. And again, that's not the way a couple is supposed to live.
Yeah, I appreciated in the sermon how you very quickly, after encouraging us, instead of checking out of our marriages to checking in, you followed that up very quickly with, if I fail to do that, I'm opening up the door to allowing Satan to win in my marriage.
That's it. And these foxes, you know, again, borrowing from Song of Solomon, these foxes are to be caught. Catch this. So we can't stop the global COVID-19 problem. We can't change the White House. But what we can do is keep those things from upsetting us that's going to upset my marriage. I can keep the outside out, keep the inside in, and to realize when we look at this list here in 1 Corinthians 13, these are choices. Love is patient. That's a choice. So every day I have that choice. I'm going to be patient or I'm going to be impatient. Love is kind. That's a choice. I'm either going to be kind or I'm not going to be kind. And so we may not be able to handle the situation, what happens, but our reaction and our response is up to us.
Yeah. Toward the end of your sermon, you really emphasized, ultimately, I am in control of myself. I cannot control my spouse. Certainly, I can guard against this. I can guard against being preoccupied with the smartphone or the TV or work that I have brought home. Maybe work is at home, like you talked about on Sunday. Whatever it is, preoccupied to the point of neglecting what matters most, my relationship with God, my marriage, my children. Ultimately, when push comes to shove, if there is change, I need to be the change I would like to see, maybe even in my spouse. And so you mentioned in your sermon, if I want more attention, I need to make sure that I'm giving attention. If I want more time, I need to make sure I'm giving time. I want kindness, I'm going to show kindness. I want grace, I'm going to give grace. I want a listening ear, I'm going to make sure that I provide a listening ear. If I want encouragement, I'm going to be a son or a daughter of encouragement.
What we so often happens is we want the other person to change, and we're going to stay the way we are. I just think you need to change, and I'm fine, and that's just the ultimate of pride and perfection, and you're not perfect. So demonstrate what you want by doing it yourself. Change yourself, and that oftentimes changes your view, changes your heart, and can change your relationship.
Catch the little foxes. My hunch is there are little foxes in just about every home on the planet, right? This is not we got rid of them for good and now we never have to worry about it. No, this is a constant process, a constant battle that begins first and foremost with ourselves and with our own sense of selfishness. I really appreciated that powerful reminder. If you've not had the opportunity to watch or to listen to Roger's sermon from this past Sunday, I would definitely encourage you to do that, charlestownroad.org. If you would like those sermons just downloaded automatically to your smartphone via a podcast feed, we've got a separate podcast feed just for our sermons. You can find all of those details at charlestownroad.org. Such a very important reminder, and maybe a good thing leading up to this evening. In my heart, I struggled. That can be our marriages. That can be a wide variety of things. We're really looking forward to that opportunity with Josh this evening. Lord willing, I've got the opportunity this coming Sunday morning to preach at both 9:30 and 11. We would especially encourage you to remember our Charlestown Road Church family, or if you're local and you're going to be visiting with us tomorrow morning, Thursday, right around 9 o'clock, there will be the opportunity to begin checking in. Please do that. That helps us ensure that adequate seating is available and prepared. We still have those two services because of social distancing. We would love to see you in person. If you're not able to join us, it should be live streamed at charlestownroad.org. I'm going to be jumping off of our Bible reading this week in the Gospel of John. There was a statement of Jesus as I read our reading Monday morning, first thing Monday morning from John 14. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." And who could not use a healthy dose of that in the summer of 2020? But as I really stopped to reflect on that promise of the Savior, I mean, all sorts of questions open up from that. What is this peace that Jesus left us, and where is it found? How is it distinct from what this world has to offer, and so much better? Ultimately, what difference can that peace make in our lives in 2020? I'm going to be reading or bouncing off of what we're reading this week in John 14, 15, 16 and 17. Powerful, powerful statements of Jesus in that section. And I would love to have you not only read those passages with me this week, but be ready to investigate that peace that Jesus has left us this Sunday morning. We're already looking forward to Sunday. We say around here it's the best day of the week, and that can't be canceled no matter what's going on in the world around us. The peace and hope and joy found in Jesus. Roger, I appreciate you joining me today. Any closing thoughts?
Well, we just remind our listeners that there is just a wealth of stuff on our website. There's podcasts, there is daily blogs called Jumpstarts, there's class videos, there are things for children on there, there's past sermons. I mean, you can just spend a long, long time and look at all kinds of stuff, and it will just help you with your daily walk. That's why we're doing these things, to help you. And anytime that you've got a question, you need some help, reach out to us. We'll do the best we can to try to help you in your journey.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode. We're looking forward to Sunday. We would love to have you come and grow with us.